constitutional revocation statute where it indicated that in order to convict someone for drug possession, the defendant had knowingly possessed. The legislature imposed a stop cap basically, a knowing possession misdemeanor. That stop cap expired on June 30th. As you're acutely aware, the legislature met in a special session recently and adopted new substitute Senate Bill 5536 that is intended to cure the problem. If you get down in the weeds and read through that long and unwieldy bill, I think it does cure the problem. The issue is that only a portion of that bill becomes effective on June 30th, and the rest doesn't become effective until August 14th. The ordinance before you tonight is purely intended as a belt and suspenders approach to ensure that the city can prosecute drug possession and use crimes between July 1st and August 14th. The ordinance then automatically sunsets on August 14th because the new provisions of state law come into effect. You should also see from us sometime between now and August 14th a cleanup ordinance that will codify the new state law. Right now, SSB 5536 isn't codified, doesn't have the RCW sections in place. We expect those from the code advisor to be literally any day. We'll be back to you before October 14th to verify the ordinance on that.
Council, before I move to public comment, are there any clarifying questions for this? Mr. Kinney, because of the way the late decision came down, I think it's vitally important that we put this on the books for right now. And like you said, when the state law is codified,
Mr. Wildman, I'm sorry to hear that. Clarifying question?
Yeah. If we don't pass this, and there's a challenge to the state statute, where are we?
If we don't pass it, then for the next 6 weeks or so, we're unable to charge these crimes as municipal crimes. We can ask the county prosecutor to expect the challenge at some point in this way, but won't be certain that we'll be allowed to work its way through the system. So, again, this ordinance is only in place for 6 weeks. The effect of the failure to pass is just to meet that 6 week period where the city, but not the city, as when the challenge to the state law comes about. It won't occur until after someone's charged under the state law.
Recording in progress.
That will play out through the regular litigation process. Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr.
Just to clarify, so this sunset, if the new Senate bill or passes or pays over what they got and does get overturned or something, there's no way to put a stopgap.
Could have sort of a contingent ordinance in place that have it in place, let's say it's only effective if the new state law is invalidated at some point.
Yeah.
I think we could, I'm quite confident we could put that in place, not at all intending to open up the debate on the abortion issue, but we've seen several states have those laws in place that if Roe v. Wade was ever overturned, these abortion restrictions would come into play immediately. So those laws went into effect, but they're also not being challenged. So long way of saying, yes, we could put something like that in place. Another option, though, is if the state law is invalidated, the city would have the authority to adopt its own ordinance, would be effective, of course, only prospectively. But it could be put in place pretty quickly and would be drafted to address whatever infirmities the court found in the state law, assuming, of course, it was validated.
those ordinance forward, does that complicate things for them? It's only in the city limits, correct?
I certainly.
And maybe a dual part answer, we have a legal answer and a chief's answer.
We're gonna be on the same page here. Make sure we are. This ordinance.
All of mine.
Or did you catch the question?
Not quite.
I'm concerned that just because it's the city of North Bend, how does that work for you and your police force?
It's gonna allow us to make an arrest if we come a crime that's associated with this ordinance. It's gonna allow us to do that and not have a stopgap between July 1 and August 14th. It all comes down to the two referral issue. If you recall, Blake required, we were required to do two referrals. And so that is kind of what we're trying to have a gap filled in. And so it'll help us do our job for that period until the state legislature approved that bill goes into effect. Some of it will be in effect July 1. Some of the issues not till August 14th. So this just helps us do our job up to August 14th.
Second question is, the Blake decision was based on they had to know they had illegal drugs on them. And so this new ordinance would be like, you have drugs on you.
Yes, and it also restricts use in public. It makes a gross misdemeanor, so a misdemeanor which was talked about before. And so those are the things that are associated with this ordinance itself.
Thank you.
It's been an ongoing discussion, and it's still an ongoing discussion of whether or not it's appropriate to move forward. I'm supportive of this. I believe it's the right thing to do. It shows support with not just the police department, it shows support for the community, and that we're trying to take action for something that we should be taking action for, and that's use of drugs in public.
And, I'm sorry, what about you see drug deals happening, let's say at a local gas station, with that, and I'm not saying which one.
For sure, that's a transaction, that's a sale. Yes, we can do something about it.
Thank you.
Follow up on the idea of how we can work effectively. One time I understood Snowball was considering essentially the same one that they were working with that.
Just found out this evening that it looks like they are not moving forward. As you know, we like to have both communities do the same thing. We will work with it. Like I said, we're appreciative that North Bend is taking the opportunity to do this ordinance and vote on it. And they made the decision that they will not be moving forward based on their attorney recommendation.
Thank you. Any other questions for the chief? Look from the mic.
Well, thank you for coming, Mr. Mayor. Not speaking for the chief, because the officers, but the officers, of course, always retain discretion at the scene of an arrest or possible, whether to arrest or whether to refer. But also comment that Lynn Moberly is the prosecutor of service and very experienced, very skilled, and she recommended that we put this forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Okay. We'll do the introduction and we'll take public comment. Is there anyone here in chambers who wishes to speak on this? Are we back online? Online, so we'll pass on that. Public health and safety. Need an intervention. Chair Rosen.
Motion to approve AB 23-070, an ordinance repealing NBMC 9.45, controlled substances in intoxicants, and NBMC 9.45, alcohol possession, as a final second.
Second, does that, Ms. Scott, thank you. Mr. Rosen did read the motion until your mic is off. Mr. Rosen probably doesn't come on.
Well, I'm not sure that's
for you.
But it's now your motion to speak to.
Yeah, I think appreciate Chief said and Mr. Kenyon. I think we need some stopgap ordinance in place to give us some control over some of these things that the city has wanted to stop. And this will do just that. Let's see how it all pans out at the state.
Thank you, Mr. Governor.
I agree. I want to thank the chief for his support on it. And everyone else in the class of city officers can be able to try to make it uniform for you guys so they don't have to worry about that. So I was glad to have a visit.
John Day? Nothing? I do appreciate the work, chief, and this point is my longest choice. Everybody always agrees, but this is one of those that's very important for us to take that positive step forward. With that, the motion before you is to approve AB 23-070, the ordinance repealing North Bend Municipal Code 9.45, controlled substances, and adopting North Bend Municipal